Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we don't care about any of that. We're just glad you're here. And I hope you'll check out my website, folks, and that's at any of these three URLs. Pick one out that you can remember, jbsba.com, which is the acronym for Jim Blasingame Small Business Advocate, or jimblasingame.com, or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to Small Business Heaven, where you can listen to archives to your little heart's content, over 3,000 of those puppies there, and thousands of articles written by me and our Brain Trust members, that you can check out, and lots of really smart folks have contributed to that besides me. And also, you can subscribe to our free newsletter. You can check out some of the new stuff we've got there. And don't forget, I know I've been talking about this lately, but I'm kind of excited about this. If you go to the schedule page on the left side of our site, you can the show schedule, the little microphone, or little speaker, I should say, beside each name, if we've already had the interview that day, later in the day, or the day before, for that week, that little microphone will, if you click on it, it will play the archive of that person's interview. So that's a really cute little wrinkle there that I think you can take advantage of and will help you to use what we offer a little bit more efficiently. Jorian Clark is somebody who helps lots of folks to be more efficient online, including my company. And she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's the president of Spectracom. And I don't know anybody who knows more about being efficient and productive online than Jorian Clark. Jory, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Jory, I know you want to get. We want to get into 2006 tune-ups, but for our websites, and I'm glad you want to talk about that. But before we do, talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on having multiple URLs. You know, I just mentioned that I've got three that people can use to get to my site, and you know, sometimes companies, actually, if they have a name that's often misspelled, they'll actually have that name misspelled as a URL so yes, that people misspell it, it still gets to them. What do you think about that strategy? Yes.
Well, you brought up exactly what I was going to say. You know, that ties back to your little opening joke before we moved in, SMA, you know, RTSA.
Right.
That's exactly right, is that it costs very little to have additional URLs. And many people may think of your business or know your business in a couple of different ways. And so it's always a great idea to get a couple of those, and then, of course, they all redirect to your main site, which is the URL that you have built in the site that you've put together already. So you don't have to go and build additional sites for each of these URLs. You just have to redirect the traffic to the one that your site is already built around.
Well, and you know, some companies have these classic names that have been built up over many, many years, long, you know, it was generations before there was a website, there was ever an internet, I should say. And their name is not the least bit intuitive about what they do.
Yes.
And so they could have, in addition to having, you know, hoitytoity.com, you know, hoitytoityincorporated.com,
yes,
they could actually say, you know, Bob's balloons.com or whatever the, in other words, you know, add a word to it that is intuitive.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Well, and you think about the fact, I mean, we've got a well-known brand name in IBM.
Right.
But if you didn't know who IBM was because you just came to
example.
The planet, you know, how would you know what that means? Now, of course, it stands for, you know, international business, blah, 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 machines. But you wouldn't know that. And so, again, some of us backed into business. I hate to say that, but, you know, one day we thought we were just doing a side job, and all of a sudden the next day we had 20 employees.
Right.
And so we may have done something, you know, usually you just don't think far ahead when you're starting a business about your marketing, because you're just, you know, looking at letterhead and you're thinking about office space or retail space, et cetera. But, of course, it's one of your most precious assets is your brand name. So certainly looking at if you were Joe and Susie's coffee shop, you know, and all of a sudden now you divorce Susie and now you're with Debbie, and so you've made it JS Coffee Shop, you know, you may want to look at what are things that people might know you for. Great sandwiches, you know, good service, you know, et cetera. And that way you're thinking like the end user. You're not thinking that everybody thinks like you.
Right. Absolutely. Well said, Jory. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jory's going to help us tune up our websites, especially with a focus on next year. You know, sometimes it takes a little time to get these things done. Sometimes, depending on how big our organization is, turning our website around isn't something you can do overnight. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of
bed. We're back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jorian Clark, the president of Spectracom. Jory, give us your website and tell us about Spectracom.
Sure. It's www.spectracom, spectracom.com.
Right.
And talking about names, you know, brand names, we actually chose Spectracom because, of course, as all of us start out, I started out as Jory Clark and Associates. That was our company name. Or Clark and Associates, I guess, was our company name. Is we knew that we wanted to grow into a variety of different advertising research and marketing fields, but we weren't sure which ones we were going to do first. And so we figured, well, Spectra, that shows a range of things. Com is short for communication. Now, little did we know, this was before the Internet. We didn't know that com was also going to become everybody's, you know, .com. But anyway.
But I like it. I think it rolls off the tongue, spectracom.com.
Good. Well, we like the double comms. That's what we're, you know, we're thinking of doing like on Law and Order where they've got the doink doink.
Oh, you
know, we're thinking of,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, part of what we're going to be putting up is similar to what you said. There's a lot of information out there. Your website is a wealth of information. And we thought, gosh, you know, there's so many things we send to people, we're just going to put them online and then they can help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so many things that, you know, we always forget that if we are servicing other small businesses, a lot of times the only time that that owner, who is the final decision maker and the money releaser, has time to do anything other than the day-to-day stuff is late at night or on the weekends.
Right.
You know, how many of us are Saturday morning or Sunday afternoon warriors, you know, catching up with everything we couldn't get to as we dealt with our week? And so the website can really be invaluable in that it can service up things that people most frequently call you about. And that's generally what we tell people when you're looking at how your website is performing, and in a minute I'll tell you how to do that. You want to say, what is the three top things that somebody might be coming to talk to me about, and how do I feature those on the front of my webpage?
Mm-hmm.
Because that homepage, if you take a look at your traffic reports from your websites, one of the key data points you're going to want to look at is if you have more than 10% of your clicks to your homepage leave the site and don't go anywhere else, then you've got a problem with your homepage.
So if your home, if more than 10% exit the moment they get to the, or soon after they get to the homepage and don't go to any other pages, you got a defective homepage.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
10%. That's pretty high. I mean, that's pretty low.
Yeah, it's pretty low. It's pretty low. And this is actually a number that we're part of an association that looks at.
Well, can't you, I mean, shouldn't you assume that 10% get there accidentally?
Well, there's a couple of different ways they go. they either come in through a search engine, they come in through an ad, or they mistype something and they needed to go someplace else.
Right. Or a link from somebody that's linked to you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So most of the time, people are coming for a reason. Very few of us just sit down at the computer and say, oh, let me type in doggydoo.com and see where I go.
Uh-huh.
So again, they're coming for a reason, and it might be that you definitely solve the problem they're coming for. But if when you come to your homepage and they see pretty, you know, scenes of the forest, and yet your products are selling to dogs, that confuses people.
Right. And that's the cardinal sin of the marketplace, is to confuse your customer.
Yes, yes, yes. I generally say, if your mother-in-law can figure out what you do from your homepage, then you've got a good homepage. And if you're not married and you don't have a mother-in-law, take a 12-year-old. But the only problem with a 12-year-old is they're going to be brutally honest.
That's exactly right.
If you have a weak ego, you better not talk to a kid.
Well, most of us, if we have 12-year-olds, they've already given us an evaluation of our websites. and of course, you also have to have a mother-in-law who actually has a computer. That's another requirement.
Yes, yes. Well, part of what we started with is, you know, it's hard to believe that it's June already, but it's going to be even harder to believe that in just a short time, a blink of an eye, it's going to be 2006.
Right.
And our company finds that fourth quarter is just so crazy busy between, you know, closing up things for the year for clients.
Don't start anything new in the fourth quarter, right?
Right, wrapping taxes up and so on. So generally, this is a perfect time to get yourself organized for all those internal projects that you never get to when you're so busy with customers.
Right.
Now, obviously, some of us out there have businesses where summer is our peak. You know, if you have an entertainment park or an ice cream stand or something like that. But you know, the point is that you've got to take a look about a half a year before you start your next fiscal year and determine what the heck it is you're trying to do. Because websites are a lot like, you know, good looks. The longer we hang around with somebody, the more we forget to brush our hair or put our makeup on or make sure the clothes aren't wrinkled. And that's the same thing with your website. So
you don't want to don't take your customers for granted.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And just because they know you, it can be like a marriage. You know, you need excitement all the time. So you have to think about how do you put something exciting that's going to meet their need into your web marketing.
Right.
Now, going into that, how do you figure that out? Well, the best place to start is with a couple of big words called data analytics. Now, don't let that scare anybody. Really what it means is reading the tea leaves. And the good thing about a website, unlike a direct mail piece or a radio ad, is you can pretty much track back into the computer and find out a lot of information about people's behaviors.
Right. So it's sort of like keeping up with who comes in the side door and who goes out the front door.
Absolutely.
At your main business. And you're keeping up with where people came from, how they got there, where they came in, and how they left and when they left.
Where they're going and when they left.
Stand by, Jory. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Back at 7:10, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jorian Clark, the president of Spectracom. And folks, I encourage you to check out their website, spectracom.com. And if you need anybody to help you with your website on a wide range of capabilities, whether it be development or execution or traffic or marketing or whatever, Jory's organization can help you. And Jory, I appreciate you spending time with us and sharing some of your ideas with us. And do you still run the Childs site that you had?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just did a facelift.
Tell us about that one.
Based on the user experience. Well, the site that we have is kidscom.com,
yeah.
Another one of those com things. And we are providing a safe playground for kids to play that has things that they want. For example, we had so many parents come to me and say, boy, I've told my kid they can't chat online, but I'm sure they're doing it, et cetera. Well, we have chat for kids, but there are adult monitors every hour that it's open so that there can be no misbehavior.
And that's kidscom.com.
Kidscom.com.
And what ages are do you recommend go there?
It's targeted towards 8 to 12, but frankly, we have 6 to 14 actually come to this.
Well, my 5-year-old grandson is using the computer all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Playing games especially.
Well, we have kidscomjr.com, which is targeted for the not to read. You know, the instructions are read to them when they click on the button.
Right, right.
And you can get to that.
Kidscomjr.com?
Yeah.
Kidscomjr.com.
Yep. On the bottom of KidsCom, there's a link to that site as well as the parent site that we have. Which...
Jory, thank you. This in a world where there's so much danger out there on the online, thank you for doing that.
Well, we are pleased to contribute to keeping kids going forward rather than keeping them in an eddy.
Folks, when you hear me bragging on our Brain Trust, when you hear me talking about them being a cut above and no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate show, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm talking about people like Jory Clark. And Jory, that's a very, very important thing that you're doing, a very noble thing. And on behalf of my audience and all the people who are going there today to check this out and to tell their kids about, thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it, and you know what? Even as an adult, I go there because there are characters that fight the darkness of dumbness and his clouds of chaos. And every once in a while, I feel like the darkness of dumbness has me in his grip.
I know what you mean, Jory. Let's wrap up in the next few couple of minutes on some last minute things you think we ought to be focusing
on
to
absolutely.
Get ready, so that when January 1 strikes, that we're rocking and rolling with our new website.
Yep, and you have to figure out, are you with your website trying to make more money, or are you trying to save money, or are you trying to do both?
Or just spend more money.
yeah, because nobody wants to spend more money. I mean, generally, we go into a project and we say, well, it might cost X. In 6 months, it will have saved you double X. And that's kind of a hard thing to walk away from
if you
figure that out. Couple of things just to throw out to people in preparing. You want to look at the behavior of visitors to your site, and you can do that a couple of different ways. You can, one, look at your log files, and there'll be a statistical tracking report, whether it's called Web Trends or Hit List or Click Tracks. There's a whole bunch of them. But find out if you aren't hosting it yourself. If you are, ask your IT guy what he's doing. If you aren't, ask your ISP provider, your service provider, how to get data from it.
Mm-hmm.
That will tell you where people are coming into, where they're leaving, what their path was through the site, what's the most important content. And don't be fooled by just large numbers, because a large number to a certain page may tell you that they are confused by your navigation, so they're getting lost on that page.
Right.
The second thing that you want to do is talk to your users themselves. Now, informally, you can talk to your top 10 customers and ask them, what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Does that meet your need? Do you
use
your site at all, et cetera? Absolutely. If you don't have the opportunity to talk face-to-face with your customers, you know, certainly give a tool to your salespeople to ask, but you can also do a pop-up survey relatively inexpensively and ask people.
Are pop-ups okay?
It depends upon the way you program them.
Yeah.
You can program them so they automatically get caught by the browsers that have that as a default setting.
Uh-huh.
Or you can also program them so they aren't caught by the different things that you need to, that the computer programs look for to block.
Right.
So it can be done effectively to get around the pop-up blockers.
Jory, we're going to have to wrap it up because we've just run out of time. Thank you for all this good information. It's been a great visit. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, and good luck to everybody out there.
Give us your website one more time.
It's Spectracom, www.spectracom.com, and www.kidscom.com.
Don't forget kidscom.com, too. Thanks, Jory. We'll see you next time. Jory Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.